Yeah, so we left off on Chof Ches Amar Av. Let's review again. The Mishnah mentions the din of Chazaka. Let's just review the first line of the Mishnah. On Chof Ches Amar Av, Hamevi Get, the Shaliach, is coming to deliver a get. V'hinicha, and he left the husband back home, far away, and there's no telephone to call up. V'hinicha Zaken Achayla, he left the husband.
Sorry, what happened to all the stuff like last week?
Yeah, so we left off on Chof Ches Amar Av. Let's review again. The Mishnah mentions the din of Chazaka. Let's just review the first line of the Mishnah. On Chof Ches Amar Av, Hamevi Get, the Shaliach, is coming to deliver a get. V'hinicha, and he left the husband back home, far away, and there's no telephone to call up. V'hinicha Zaken Achayla, he left the husband, was an old man, was a sick man, was an old sick man. And they never had any children, and there's a possibility maybe the husband died already, and the get is not, ain't get lachamisa, the get is no good. In which case, if the get is no good because the husband died already, then she needs chalitza. So nonetheless, the Mishnah says you don't have to be concerned about that possibility because nosla b'chesko shukain. You have a right to shtel of the chazoka. Since the husband was alive the last time I saw him, a week ago, a month ago, a year ago, it took a year till the shliach came. We assume he's still alive. So the Gemara had a kasha from a braisa that if a man, where was this, around 10 lines into the Gemara, Ur Minhu the Gemara has. And they quoted at Tosefta Perek Dalet. So Perek Dalet, Hareza Gitach, the line begins with the tiny letter Vav, and it says, the first word is Hareza Gitach, Shoach has kodim lemisosoi. The husband gives a get to his wife. He has no children and he doesn't want the wife to be skuka liyovim. But if he's going to give her a get now, is it then there's going to be an isa yichud? He doesn't want to violate the isa yichud. And he's afraid that he can't wait till later to give the get. He may get so sick later, he'll be too sick to be able to give the get. So he gives the get now and he says the get should be chal an hour before I die. So in the last hour, they won't be in violation of yichud. They'll have the chevet kadisha will be there. There'll be other people there already, so there won't be any problem. So what's the din? So the Braisa says, Asur lechol b'truma miyad. The minute he gives a get to his wife, you have to be choshe, she may die within the hour. And therefore, it may turn out that retroactively, the get is chal an hour before he dies, in which case she's not allowed to eat truma. She's not a kohena. She's a Leviya or Israelis. And the wife only eats truma because of the fact that she's married to the kohen. She's married to him. So if the get, as soon as the get will be chal, then she'll be prohibited from eating the truma. So here the Braisa says, chashina lemisa, that you are concerned about the possibility that he may die within the hour, and therefore she's not allowed to eat truma miyad. The minute he gives her the get, she's not allowed to eat truma. That's in contradiction to our Mishnah, that loy chashina lemisa, shtal of chazoke. That was the Gemara's cash. The Mishnah, in our Mishnah, it says you give the shliach, who hasn't seen the husband for over a year, can give the get to the wife, on the assumption that the husband is still alive. And the Braisa it says that you have to be choshish lemisa. That was the Gemara's kash. So the Gemara said on the first wide line, Elo amar abai loy kasha, the teretz to the kasha is Horab Meir, Horab Yudah. The machleg zameir Rab Yudah, where the chashina lemisa. Where do you see machleg zameir Rab Yudah? The Tanya, we had this Braisa. The man is mafresh trumas amaisris. It's Erev Shabbos late in the afternoon, and he buys wine that's Vaday Tevel. He buys it from the Kusim. So the Kusim,
not Mafresh Truma.
They're absolutely Vaday, not Mafresh any Truma. You have to be Mafresh Truma, Samaisis, and everything. But they're not Goyim. If you can't buy wine from Nochrim, it'll be Stam Yenam. Maga Nochrim. No, the Kusim, this is Kaidim Shagazra Aleim. The Gemara says in Chulim, in the first parak, that there was a point in history, a point in time, that they made a shtickel investigation and they found out that some of the Kusim were worshipping at Dmus Yaino. They were worshipping at Venezora and Hagrizin. And Rab Meir in his Bezin was Gezer Adinim Kakim Lechol Divrein. That it's considered, like they said now, it's considered a different religion and they're not Jewish and the wine is Asa and Shoin. There's a Machlekes, we discussed already. There's a Machlekes Arishanim had a learn Pshat in the Gemara by the Kusim. The Rambam learns in the Pirush HaMishnayis that they had the Din of Nachum Bein Lahakel Bein Lahachmir. It's not a chumrim in the Rabbanan that mumer dina kakum. No. The Rambam says that koidem akzeira if a kusi would die, he would be mitami b'maga b'masa b'oihel. And after the gzeira, he's only mitami b'magav masa. He's not mitami boil anymore. Because they declared mamish ka'akum, that they had gone so far away from the observance of the Jewish religion, that the Chachamim said that dina ka'akum, based on a pasuk, we discussed it, based on a pasuk in Treyasar that says that the Aseres HaShvatim lost 10 tribes, lost the din of Kedushas Yisrael. We always say, Amalitza, once a Jew, always a Jew. That once a person is Jewish, he was born a Jew, he converted to become a Jew. So the Gemara says, even if later the Gershon is Gar was Chazal Asuro, he goes back to worship Abed Azara. So the Gemara says in Yivamis, he blibes a Ger and Kiddush of Kiddushin, and he's still considered Jewish. So that the Gemara there is talking about a private individual who becomes a Meshumad. What if you have a whole group of Jews like the Aseres HaShvatim who became in Gunston? They went so far away from Yiddishkeit that they assimilated by the Nochrim. So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. One Amorim says in the end of the first perek in Yevamos, one of the Amorim says that any Nochri, Shekidish Isha Bizman Azeh, is Asafi Kiddushin. Shema me Aseres HaShvatim Hu. Maybe this Nochri is an Enikol from the Aseres HaShvatim, and once a Jew, always a Jew, and a man is Mekadosh Yisrael, so the Kiddushin Atopsin. So when Mesupik, and any given Nochri, maybe he's a Yid, maybe he's from the Aseres HaShvatim. And then the Gemara comes to the conclusion at the end of the first parak in Yevamos that it's not so, based on a pasuk in Treyasa that says Bashem Bagodu, they rejected HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kibbonim Zorim Yalodu, they intermarried and they assimilated and they lost the Kedushas Yisrael. Bein Lahakol, Bein Lahachmir. So if you know that someone is Vadai from the Aseres HaShvatim, I can identify them. A man is Vadai and Einikol from the Aseres HaShvatim is Vanazeh, but he's so assimilated by the Umis Oilam that he doesn't maintain any Yiddishkeit at all. He's Mekadosh and Isha. The Gemara says, "Ein chayishim lekedushin." He's a goy. Bein lahakol, bein lahachmir is a goy. Then the Gemara says in Chulin, and the Gemara says, the lashon the Gemara uses in the end of the first paragraph, "Lozazim misham." This was in the days of the Amoraim when they were discussing what's the status of the Aseres HaShvatim. Of the Aseres HaShvatim. So the Gemara says, "Lozazim misham atshatzom kaakum gemurim lechol devrim." So there, the Gemara means bein lahakol, bein lahachmir. So the Gemara in the first perek in Chulin says by Reb Meir had a bezdin, and they decided that it's time to chepe the kusim. So they decided that. So the Gemara has the same lashon. So that's why the Rambam and a group of Rishonim it's in Evanezah machlekes. What about bisman hazeh? Kusi shekidish isha bisman hazeh. They say ain chayishim lekidushin because asom kakum gemurim lachal devrim dino kakum bein lahakol bein lahachmer. So they quote the Rambam Shita is like that the Kusim Amamish Akum. And the other Rishonim say, no, here it says when there were goyim on the Kusim, it's not like by the Aseres HaShvatim. Aseres HaShvatim, there's a pasuk in Treyasa that the Navi was told as a Hayru Ashur that they lose the Kedushas Yisrael. But the Kusim, there was no Hayru Ashur. So there we say, Asom Kakum Urim Lechol Devarim only means Lahachmir. That if he handles wine, it's Aser, whatever, can't write a get, he's Pasolatus. Can't be mitzar from to a minion, but you can't use him for the Shabbos goy either. You can't say lahakol that is dina ka'akum.
Couldn't we ask a question here whether it applies to a group rather than an individual? For instance, that not mean necessarily that the Kusim could not be a Jew. It's the Kusim, the philosophy of the Kusim, the whole tribe, what they believe in, this is what is what's in it. Because the lesson doesn't say lakach etzel Kusim. Lakach etzel Kusim.
No, this was written before the Gzeira. This halakha, this Mishnah
describes
it. After the Gzeira,
why use the concept of plurality rather than...
Yeah. By any of the Kusim. By any of the Kusim.
Because it could very well be that we talk about it. It's a group of people that we shall limb, but not the individual.
The whole is equal to the sum of his parts.
The individuals are members of that group. No, this goes Kaidem HaGzeira. That's what I said before. This is Kaidem HaGzeira, so the Kusim Adinim Ki Israel, so the wine is kosher. The only thing is that they weren't mafresh Trumas Mai. How come if they were so frum, the Gemara says the Kusim, they had their hang up. Some things that were very, whatever it says in Tanakh, they were Medaktikan, and Torah Shabbal Peh they didn't follow. So Dusdach in Tanakh, Trumas Maisis is in Tanakh, so Taisis says, yeah, but in Tanakh it says, Aser Ti Aser is called Tvua Zaracha. Zaracha Prat Lakuach. If it grew in your form, if you sell it to somebody else, that's only Midirabbanah. So Taisus has different shittas. Sometimes it's the Raisus, sometimes the Rabbanon. But if they didn't hold from the Gemara, they didn't hold from the Taisus. That's for sure, they didn't hold from the Taisus. So they held that Lakuach doesn't exist. The mitzvah of Hafrashas, Trumas, and Maisus, and the Din of Tevel is only if it's homegrown potatoes homegrown fruits,
food,
vegetables,
meat.
If it grew by me. If I buy from somebody else, that's only it doesn't exist in the Rabbanon. So they were frum, but they didn't keep any of the Torah Shabbat there. They certainly didn't keep Dina de Rabbanon. So that's why when you buy from the Kusim, Koidem Akzeira, the Kusim is Dina Kisrael, the Yayin is Kosher Yayin, but it's all Tevel Vadai, because of Nobel Vadai that they don't believe in the Torah Shabbat there, so they're not going to be Marfish. So again, so the case is that it's late, it's Erev Shabbos, late in the afternoon, and he has no time, he has to run to Shul, he has to be Mekabel Shabbos, and he has no time to go be Marfish Trumas and Mises, but he wants to drink this wine over Shabbos, so he makes a quick Hafrasha, 1, 2, 3. So he says, the 2% that I'm going to designate after Havdolah Mitzvah Shabbos is Truma Gedolah, I already declare, everything is here now, I already declare those droplets of wine as Truma Gedolah now, B'chol Mokam Shehem, wherever they are, and I'll know on Mitzvah Shabbos which are the drops of wine. I'm designating now, though I'm already declaring a Kriya Hashem now, that wine that I'll single out on Mitzvah Shabbos, that should be Truma now. Whatever I'll designate on Mitzvah Shabbos as Maaser Rishon, I already declare now that it should be Maaser Rishon. Whatever should be Maaser Sheni, I'm already declaring now it should be Maaser Sheni. Fine. So the Gemara said earlier in the Perek that this depends on the Machlokes HaTanai, whether it's a Yesh Breire or Ein Breire. Halacha L'maaser we paskin Ein Breire. So this whole thing is not legitimate, it just doesn't work. I cannot have a Chalos on a Dove Sheni Mavur. If I would say, Shnei Lugin Shani Yosad Lahafish on Mitzvah Shabbos, Hareim Truma Likisha Frishem, let it become Truma after I'll pour it into the container Matzah Shabbos. That's fine, but then I wouldn't be able to drink the wine on Shabbos.
Yeah.
Everything will still be Tevel till I'll be Mafresh. So the only way to be able to drink the wine over Shabbos is if you want Afrasha to be Chal retroactively, Lamafreya. So we pass a name Brera. You cannot have a Chalois on a Dova Shena Mavur. Right now, the droplets of wine. As far as we're concerned, the whole thing doesn't work. But all of these Tanoim hold Yesh Breira. None of them are worried about the Breira. The Gemara said before, they all hold Yesh Breira. And nonetheless, they argue whether you're allowed to do it or not. So what are they fighting, whether you can rely on this? So the Gemara says, because it's Chayish Hashemah Yibaka Hanod. Rabbi Yudah is Chayish Lemisa, just like Rabbi Yudah says, Chayishin and Shemah Yibaka Hanod, Bizmatzoy Shabbos, he may spill all the rest of the wine. It may spill the wine, the container may break, it may turn out after. He said, whatever I'll designate on Matzoy Shabbos as the Truma should already become Truma retroactively. It may turn out that he'll never designate anything on Matzoy Shabbos because the container may break. Right. So the first Tana, Reb Meir, is not, they both hold, Reb Meir, Reb Yudah, they both hold
Yesh
Breir. But they argue whether Hashina le Bikiyas Hanod or Loi Hashina le Bikiyas Hanod. So Abaye makes a tzushtel, just like they argued whether Hashina and Shema Yibaka Hanod, so to over here, whether Hashina Shema Yomus is the Zelda Machlekes. And our Mishnah, the Mishnah, usually you have a Stam Mishnah as Rav Meir, but here is the Chfakert, no? Oh no, it's good, yeah, Rav Meir is Loi Chayish Lemisa, Rav Meir holds Loi Hashina Lemisa, like he holds over there, Loi Hashina and Shema Yibaka Hanod. Rav Yudah, the Tesefta is Rav Yudah, the Tesefta says Hashina Shema Yomus, that's Hashin and Shem Yibaka Anod. What's the Tzushtel? What's the Tzushtel Shem Yibaka Anod with the Shem Yomus? What's the comparison? I mean, Rabbi Yudah holds, we never rely on Chazaka, period. He spoke last week, he learned that from a Pasuk in the Chumash, from Nega Tzaraas, from Tzaraas Batim. He learned that there's an institution of Chazaka, Yishtel of Chazaka. Rabbi Yudah holds, you don't Shtel of Chazaka. That can't be. So the Ritva explained what's going on. No, this is a Chazaka Shevada Yasuyel Hishtanas. At the time of the Chet of Eitz Hadas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu declared that every human being is going to die. And even if he doesn't do any Averis, most people do Averis, so they have a good reason why they die. And the Gemara says in the end of the first Perek in Bava Basra that there were a few tzaddikim in the history of the world who only died be'it Yoshal Nachash, only because of the Chet of Eitz Hadas. So it's already Nigzar, Niknus al Misa la'olam, every person has to die. The only question is when. Some people die maybe as Mishara, some people live longer, some people live shorter. But everyone is going to die. So that's what Rabbi Yudah holds. Every klicheres is going to break, ultimately. Every klicheres is going to crack. And the meduber over here is that it's a klicheres. We don't have any klicheres that have lasted 1,000 years. They all crack. They glue them together. When you have in the museums, they glue them together now. But they all broke at some time or another. So that's how the Ritva explains. Rabbi Yudah holds, if you have something, that Vadai is, you have a situation
change.
That Vadai is going to change, but you don't know when it's going to change. So that's the halacha de Hashina, Shema Yibaka Anod, Hashina Shema Yomus, that you have no right to Shtel of Chazaka, because you know it's a Chazaka Shevadai Asuyel Hishtanis.
Why does the Mishnah say that he has a we can apply the same rule to everybody and anybody, not only Zaken Achayla.
Even if he's a Zaken, even if he needs a Zaken Achayla. If he's a young, healthy person, the Pshita.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, if you say it's the same thing as Yishima Yibuka Anoi.
Rabbi Yehuda would say even a young man. Rabbi Yehuda would say even a young person. A Rabbi Meir holds even an old person. You're not chayish. The same thing doesn't make a difference.
The point of view is it never could be together. Maybe get a dinner so young.
Right.
I mean, the whole Mishnah, I mean, we've been learning, maybe
it
can never take place.
Unless you call up on the telephone, you find out that he's still alive.
Right.
Unless you know that he's still alive. That's how Abayi says. We don't paskal like Abayi. Hold it. Okay, enoch enoch. So according to Abaye, the Mishnah is mutal b'machlegas and the Takastam Mishnah Rav Meir, and the according to Rav Yehuda, it wouldn't be so. Rav Yehuda will hold just like he holds Chashin and Shami Bokanod. It's a chazak shavadai asuil. Shavadai is going to change, just the question when. So you have no right to rely on chazak. Minatayra, midirabbonim, probably midirabbonim. Probably Rav Yehuda Shita, Chashin and Shami Bokanod is probably midirabbonim. But still, according to Abaye, Rav Yehuda would not hold like the Mishnah, because you would say Chashin and Shami Yomus, like Chashin and Shami Bokanod. That's what Abaye says.
The one who's
choishes
from Yehuda, the Meir says that this isn't anything.
Yeah, this is not chayshina lemiyuta. This is chazaka. By ruba, by roi, if you have a miyut, Rav Meir is the one who holds chayshina lemiyuta, and the other tanaim hold no. And this is a different category. This is chazaka. This is chazaka. So that's what Abaye says. Abaye claims that this depends on the machlekes Rav Meir Rav Yehuda. And Rava says not so. Rava Omar, in the last line, that's the popular pshat. Shema meis lechashino and shema yomus chashino. That's the famous pshat that everybody says over from Rava. That Rava says, there's no steer between the Mishnah and the Brice at all. You don't have to say that this is one tana, this is another tana. In the case in the Mishnah, what does it talk about? The shaliach is about to give the get. So the shaila is the husband still alive or not? I'm talking about the past. I'm looking to, is the husband still alive or not? So the Mishnah says, no. I don't have to be concerned about a possibility of a change. Shem emeis lechashinon. Can I predict the future? How long is he going to live? That we don't know. Chazaka never predicts the future. Chazaka is a din hanhoge. That however you were noyig 5 minutes ago, you have a right to, and you don't know what the facts are now. If you can ascertain the facts, so you follow Eidim. If there's no Eidim, you follow Eid Echod, sometimes be soon.
What is?
Right, so since yesterday, a year ago, the last time I saw the husband, I know he was alive. I spoke to him on the telephone last month, and now there are no more telephones available, so I have the right to assume that he's still alive. But when the husband gives his wife a get, and he says, "Harezegitach shachas kaidim isosim," so you're going to shtel af chazaka that just like he was alive, and just like he just gave his wife the get, he's still in the house. He didn't leave yet.
Yeah.
So you say he's still alive. So what? Who says he's going to be alive in another hour? If he's going to die within an hour, it's going to come out that she's already geget. She's geget the minute he gives her the get. He says, "Harei zegitech shachas kadim misosa." The get should be chal now before I die. So you don't know when he's going to die. Chazaka cannot predict the future. Rav can predict the future. That's a thesis later. Rav can predict the future.
The Tnai removed the Chazaka.
The Tanai kills
the remove the chadoka because almanat and chadoka cannot coexist.
This kind of a Tanai that the get should be chal an hour before I die. So you don't know when he's going to die. So chazaka cannot tell you what's going to be in the future. Chazaka just tell you up until now, nothing changed. We have the right to assume that nothing changed, but he can't tell you that nothing is going to change.
You can't accept it as permanency.
Right. That's what Rabbi says. Shem ameis loy chashino. You don't have to be concerned about the possibility that maybe the husband dies. So that's why the Mishnah says amei v'get v'nir chazak anachayla nasla b'chesko shukayim. But in the Braisa, in the Tosefta, that he gave v'get shachas kodim misasi, so he wants chazaka to predict that just like he's alive now, he's going to be alive in another hour, and therefore she's still married with the husband, and therefore she's still allowed to eat the truma. So shem ayom is chashino. That's, you have no right. Yeah, I have no right to predict the future based on the Hazok. So then Gemara just goes into the details. What is it? But there was a Machleg Zamer Rav Yehuda. So what area did they disagree about? Rava said it. Rava makes, you see, Abaye said it's a Machleg Satanoim. The Mishnah goes like Rav Meir, the Braisa goes like Rav Yehuda. Rava says, no Machleg Satanoim. No Machleg. This is So the Gemara chapters a little bit. No machlekes hatan, but there was a machlekes hatan. So the Gemara says no. Shema yamus. What is it? Frag the Gemara. I'm the Rabbi. The Bama asked the Rabbi. Just a minute. You can't tell me that Abai is 100% wrong. Abai said that it's totally a machlekes hatan. You deny it. You laken up. There's no. I v'ha no. The Shema yamusu. We're trying to figure out will the note last till Matzai Shabbos? And there is a machlekes hatan. I'm with the Shema yamus. And for the Gemara like this. Rabbi said half of it. Shema meis lekuli al malach hashinu. No one holds that yichayish. And Shema Yomus is a machlokes. So therefore, the question was raised before. I mean, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a man can never send a get from Medina Sayyam. There's no such institution as a man send a shliach. Forget about Medina Sayyam that it takes a year and a half.
Yeah, he just walks out the door.
A man says shliach, goes out of the door, has the shliach know that he can deliver the get. Maybe the husband died already. So that's Rav is a coin tabai is taka bit coin tabai is a machlekes Rav Meir Rav Yehuda, and the whole institution of shlichus of the shlichus on the coin to Rav Meir Rav Yehuda likens up. How can that be? So we don't accept tabai. We accept Rav. So Rav says Shem Ameis Zainan Alam Askin Loi Hashinam. That's the chadid the din of chazaket. Shem Yomos. That's a machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda holds Shem Yomos Hashinam. That's how the Gemara is. Elam Rav, Shem Emes, Loi Chashinan, for sure. Shem Yomus Tanoihi, that's the Machlekes HaTanoi. Half of what Abai said is right. But the Shem Emes, that is wrong. Shem Emes, everybody holds Loi Chashinan.
What is it
hold?
That you do project the Chazukah? That you push the Chazukah that also Shem?
Maybe it doesn't really mean chazaka, maybe it means the roiv, like you said. It probably means the roiv, because it's usually assumed that Rav is Svara.
Then Amei should be Fakeyed.
Basically,
it's
a good kash. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, that we discussed. If the Mishaleach is sleeping at the time the get is delivered, so the Gemara says, later Mishachsai, that's not a problem. But if he's Nishtate, or if he already became senile, that's the same as Nishtate, so then it would be no good. He has to be a Bardas. When he's sleeping, he's a Bardas, but he's just temporarily unable to exercise Das. Let's say he becomes drunk. The drunk is also basically a bardas who's unable to exercise das temporarily. But if he becomes a gavra la bardas, then the Gemara says the shliach cannot deliver the get. So you assume that since the last time I saw him he was a bardas, he still is a bardas. Unless he's taket holding by the end, the guy says. Then Taisa says later on, and after that he goes in and out of awareness, so then he may be considered a la bardas. That's not stam like sleeping. If he goes into a coma, if he's sleeping, it can wake him up.
Yeah.
And if he's drunk, you can throw water. You can make him into a bardas. But if he's in a coma, then you won't be able to get him out of the coma. So then he's considered taka la bardas.
Going back to the Aseres HaShvatim, in Sanhedrin, the machlokas of Tanoim, will they return or not? So in other words, was it later that Maron were goza under?
I don't know. How does this shtim?
Yeah.
How does this Gemara in the end of the first parak? This Amaroyim, the end of the first parak in Yivam, is how does that shtim with the Tanoim? I don't know. What's the Milev? Asom Kakum Gwom Lechodvarim. What's the Milev they're going to return? We're going to have a lot of Gerim, it means. I don't know how it shtims. That's Taka the Shaila. The Pashtus is, according to this group of according to this Rambam, that they declared that the Kusim Akakum Gwom Lechodvarim Bein Lahakal Bein Lahachmir. And the Kusi is Mekadosh and Isha Bizman Azez Ein Choshish in Likidushin, and the Kusi Shemes is not Matami Boil. So Taka, they quoted in the name of Rabbi Soloveitchik, it's true, that the Reform today are further away from Judaism than the Karoim, than the Kusim were. So if in the days of Rameya they were Goyza that the Kusim have a din Kak Mechol Devrayim, not Goyza, that's a din, that's the Halacha. So maybe someone should be goyzer now, but that's already a shaila. That's not a political statement. That's a halachic question. So that would mean that Astaka is different. That would mean that Reform is a different religion. So let's say Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about attending chas in a conservative synagogue. So he writes, Mikra Adnin, you're permitted to do it. Unless it's an Aram Godel, and by attending the wedding, they may think that he's approving. But if there's no problem of recognition, if they won't think that by the rabbi performing the ceremony in this conservative temple, nobody will be misled into believing that he's approving of the practice, so there's nothing wrong. A rabbi can, you can attend a wedding in a church? Of course not. It says in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to walk into a church, even not during prayer time. The only difference is that during prayer time, it's even Yoharek Val Yavar. Even if that's the only way for me to save my life, it says in Shulchan Aruch you're not allowed to go to church, even though you're not praying. But to go into the church not during prayers, to save my life, so the Mokam Pikoach Nefesh is Muta. But for a wedding, you're not allowed to go. Let's say a funeral. Anochri died, and you're going to go into the church, and there's no religious ceremony. Let's say there's no one doing a religious ceremony. You're not allowed to go into a church to participate in a funeral. Yet, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein writes, Mikir Adin, you're permitted to go into a reform or a conservative temple for a chasana. And Rav Soloveitchik used to go once in a while to a funeral in a conservative or reform synagogue. And no one ever held, until now, no one held that it's a different religion. We didn't declare that so far, that it's considered a different religion. If you hold that conservative reform is a different religion, so then let's say you have a conservative Jew becomes Orthodox. So it says, let's say a Meshumad. There's a Jew who is a Meshumad, and then it's Chayza B'tshuva. So it says in Yerideya, it's based on an Ovis Reb Nosson, that he has to have Milo Utvilo, Rishen Geirus. And even though he's already given Malta, he has to have Atofas Dan Bris. We haven't heard so far that anybody said that. That a conservative Jew or a reformed Jew wants to become Orthodox, that he has to have Atofas Dan Bris, and he has to go to Mikveh.
They were so drastic then.
But
they were so demanding. No?
What do you mean they weren't so demanding?
They want more, and before they didn't make such a big fuss about themselves. Now they wanted to opt everything over.
Oh, so this is a serious shaila. If you want to declare that it's a different religion, you have to ask the Gdali Atarah, you have to ask the Rabbanim and Eretz Yisrael.
As long as it's not Goyzer, then it goes according to the old Halacha.
Yeah.
And then also by the Kusim was another problem, because the Musyoinen Motzulem, that they worship the way it's
but is
but the form of the conservative,
Nochnish.
They don't find it.
Nochnish. Nochnish.
They don't believe in anything. So.
That's the Shaila. Yeah.
Didn't they say the lineage of a father is
Kusim? No, the Kusim were descendants of the original Kusim whose story is described in Malachim. There was a group of non-Jews from the city Kusa who were moved. They were a king, moved them into Eretz Yisrael. And they continued to worship Avodah Zarah. And then they were being attacked by lions, which was very unusual in Eretz Yisrael. There are no lions normally. The lions come from Asia. So they understood there's something strange going on. So they understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elokei Yisrael is Elokei HaOretz, and they're not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah, they have to become Jewish. So the Pasuk says they converted, but it was Gir Shaloi Ka'alocha. They converted with no Kabbalah Sal Mitzvah. Says, Halahem Hayu Ovdim. They continued to worship Avodah Zarah. So the lions were satisfied, and the lions stopped attacking them. So Taisus comments on that in the first parak in Sukkah, and of Ches Amireis. Taisus says the first Geirus was for sure meaningless. Geri Arroyas, there was mamish nothing. The Gemara says, Kusim Geri Arroyas, the Geirus was only for the fear of the lions, because of the Arroyas. There was no Kabbalah Sal Mitzvah, so for sure they were going good morning. The first Geirus that's described in Malachim was nothing. The Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim, were the Kusim only Geri Arroyas, or were they Geri Emes? The Taisus says, what do you mean Geri Emes? It says in the Navi they didn't keep anything. So Taisus says no, the dispute among the Tanaim was whether later, at some later point not recorded in Tanakh, maybe Achakachnas Gairu Balev Shalom. Maybe later there was a Kabbalah Sal Mitzvah. So we assume like that. We assume historically that the Kusim at first Geri Aroy is Goyim Gemurit. There was no Kabbalah Sal Mitzvah. Then later Achakachnas Gairu with a Kabbalah Sal Mitzvah. At that point they became Jewish, they became Ger. But then, and then they weren't too keen about the Torah Shebaal Peh, but they were still Jewish. And then in the days of Rebbe Meir, they were Boidik, they investigated, and they found that they were worshipping the Demus Yoin and Hagrizim, so they were Gezer Aleim Ka'akum Gmur Mukhal Dervim. So that's the Shaila at that time. What does that mean, Ka'akum Gmur? So many of the Rishayim learn, most of the Rishayim I think learn, means Lachumra. You treat them Lachumra as Nachrim, that Pitam Pasakum, and the Yayin is Yenakum, and you're not allowed to marry them, you can't be Mitzarfim to a minyan, but not Lakuna, you can't use them to be the Shabbos guy. And if he comes to the barbershop, he can't cut off his payas. And you can't make a Hetem Mechira, sell Eretz Yisrael to sell a Chometz to him. You can't sell a Chometz, he's Jewish. And if he dies, he's Mentami Ba'ohel also. And the Ramam and a small group of Risham, the minority opinion hold no, that's halacha, that whenever any group of Jews goes so far away from religious observance that they don't look like they're Jewish at all, it doesn't happen automatically. If you have a bezin and the bezin declares that's it, atkan v'loyosis, so then they fall under the category of daseres hashvatim, that they lose the whole kedushas Yisrael. So you have to have a bezin to discuss seriously whether the time has come with the higiyah zman or lo higiyah zman. You can't just.
Very strongly German.
hope to read the couple of
years. Oh, yes.
Yeah. And I'm very sure others never even thought of writing him out.
Of declaring them.
That's what the Rav Weinberg, Yankee Michiel Weinberg, sent the Shaila to Rav Chaim Oizer. About the reform. That maybe originally the reform wasn't so bad, and maybe that's why most of the Rabbanim didn't accept Rabbina Hirsch's position about the Auschwitz, that you shouldn't associate with them at all. And maybe now the reform got worse, so maybe now everybody should adopt the position of Auschwitz. Rav Chaim Oizer sent him back a letter. What do you mean in the beginning wasn't so bad? From day number one they said they were doing this and that, and they said you don't need a get. That was the first rabbinical conference that you don't need to get. So he said, what can be worse than that? What can be worse than that? So that's what Chaim Oizer wrote, 60 years ago. He doesn't see that anything changed in the last 40 years. In the last
better.
60 years. It didn't get worse. He didn't see. Maybe now it's much worse. Maybe there should be Auschwitz. But whether you want to declare Kakum, that you have to have a yeshiva's bezin.
Even the Chassam Sofer, who was one of the biggest fighters against the reform, did not even tent in terms to go and fight.
Right, didn't call together the Sifa.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the Gemara that it's based on, that the topic is based on. Yeah. This is a famous line, Rabbi's Vort, Shema Meis, Loi Hashinon, Shema Yomus Hashinon, that Chazake only tells you that nothing changed in the past, but it cannot predict the future. So this is quoted by Rishonim and by Achronim regarding the topic of Prisha. The Gemara has a machloikis in the first perek in Shavuos. Let's say an Isha has a Veses Kavua. For the last 30 years, the Isha has a Veses Kavua that she knows exactly when to predict the Riyas Adam. She knows when she's going to become an Isha.
Such a person.
In the days of the Tanoim, the Rambam quotes from the Gemara that Rov Hanoshim Hoylahem Veses Kavua.
Yeah.
And the Gemara, in the end of the first parak in Nida, the Gemara has a Machloikas HaTanoim, are you permitted to marry an Isha Shein Lo Veses? So here, some of the Tanoim hold that such a woman Shein Lo Veses, is not allowed to get married. Today, most of the women do not have a Veses, and the doctors claim they never heard of such a thing, that it was ever different. The doctors claim that they think that it was always like that, that Rov Hanoshim never had a Veses Kavua. So most of the women wouldn't be allowed to get married. Anyway, we don't pass them like that, Tana. We pass them that Anisha Shein Loves is permitted to get married. One Tana says she's not allowed to get married. She's going to have Tashmish. She may become a Nida in the middle of the Tashmish. So they'll be in violation of Anisha Koris. So we don't pass them like that. So let's say Anisha Sheyesh Loves is Kavua. She knows for sure for the last 30 years, Aveses Kavua, to the minute, there are some women like that. To the day, to the minute, they can predict exactly when the Riyas Dam is going to come. So let's say the day has come, and it went, and the Isha didn't make a Bedika. So she doesn't know whether she's a Nida or not. Does she have to assume, it's been 30 years like this, does she have to assume that she has become a Nida or not? So the Gemara says, yeah, that's a Din Avestas. But the Gemara has a Machlekes, is that a Din Deraisa, or is that a Din Derabban? Surprise of surprise, we passed them the Vestas love their rice. Aye, how can it be? For 30 years. Isn't like clockwork, for 30 years, the Isha had a Vestas.
It's Chazaka or is it Raif?
It's
Chazaka.
Well, let it be a Raif.
It's even better.
That's a Raif. No, that's not a Chazaka. Let it be a Raif. You see a cycle, so doesn't that indicate something? Should that indicate it, right? So it's a Pella de Gazaka. The Chazanish tells us, how can it be? Anisha Sheish Levesis Kabul for 20, 30 years, every single month the same. How can it be that it doesn't mean anything min haTorah? So he says it depends on weather, and it depends on mood,
feeling,
and it depends on food and exercise, depends on so many different factors. Aye, but by her nothing changed the last 30 years. Maybe this time it will change. A strange thing, I'll call upon him as I state in the Gemara. So such an Isha, after the Shas HaVeses passes, she has to assume that she's a need only with the Rabbanim. Min haTorah, she still has the right to shtel of Cheskas Tara, and to assume that until she finds out Bevadai, until she makes a bedikah and sees that she has dam, she has a right to assume that she's Torah. So the Pashto says that this would lead one to believe the whole din of Prisha is only with the Rabbanan. The Gemara has a din. V'hizartem is b'nei Yisrael metumasam, that a married couple are not permitted to have tashmish during the oinas ha-veses. If the Isha knows when the oinas ha-veses is, she knows to expect the dam, either this day or this night. So that oina, they're not permitted to have tashmish. That's a din of Prisha. So the Pashto says, if you hold that Vestas is their Isa, so it's shaykh to say that the Din of Prisha is their Isa. But if you hold the whole Din of Vestas, the whole institution of a Vestas Kavua, is only midirabbanim, and Atera doesn't mean anything. So the whole din of Prisha is only midirabbanim. That's a Rov Harishonim hold. So the Rabbanan Alevi has Hasogis on the side. The Rashba wrote the Torah Sabayis. The whole Yeridaya, the whole Tur Yeridaya in the beginning is based on the Rashba's Torah Sabayis. Hilchas Shchitin, Hilchas Treifis, and Hilchas Melicha, Hilchas Basa B'Cholav, and Hilchas Nida, because everything goes in order, the same order that it is in the Rashba, that's the way it appears in Yeridaya. So the Rashba was the Talmud of the Ramban. He quotes Tesis, and he quotes Rashi, and he quotes the Ramban, and he has his own, everything. And the Ra'or was also a Talmud of the Ramban. They both learned by the Ramban in Barcelona at the same time. So the Ra'or has Hasogis on the Sefer Torah Sabayis. He calls it Berek Abayis. Berek Abayis means to fix up the house. There are a couple of leaks over here, there are a couple of breaks in the windows in the Torah Sabayis. So he's going to patch it up. So whenever he disagrees, he writes the Torah Sabayis. And then there's the Mishmeres Abayis to defend the Torah Sabayis from the Hasogis of the Berek Abayis. So the Rashba writes the whole din of Vestas is love deraisa. That's how we pass. And Vestas love deraisa. So the mele, the whole din of prisha is love deraisa. The whole chayvas prisha is only with the rabbanim. So Rabban Alevi has a hasaga, and he says no. The din of Vestas love deraisa means when it's already higia shas havestas and it went by. It's already after that day that the isha should have probably had a riyazdam, but she didn't. She wasn't bodik herself yet. So do you have the right to assume? Do you have to assume that she vaday became a nida, like for the last 30 years, like clockwork, she becomes a nida on that day? Or do you say that maybe not so? So we paskin that Vestas loved her. I say, menaterish telef the chazoke. What does that mean? Shema roas o loy hashinon. For the last 25 days, she didn't have now. The last 30, 35 days, however long the area is, however long the oina is, she didn't, however long the Vestas is, she didn't have any dam. So since she didn't make a bediki yet, I say, Shema roas o. But in advance, to be matahar lachatchila, to have tashmish doing the oinas aveses, so he says, you can't predict the future, what's going to happen. If it's the yoim aveses, aleidas asafik, there is, that everybody agrees. Vestas lav deraisa means that you don't say that it's vaday ruasa, but aleidas asafik, there certainly is. So if this man aveses passed already, then you say Vestas lav deraisa, ishtalav chazoka, but in advance of the shas aveses, to say that it's muta to have tashmish, so that he holds that's an isa deraisa, because shema yomas chashina. Shema meis, le chashina, shema yomas chashina. That's how the Ra'or writes in the Berek Abayis. Many generations later, the Chasam Sefer quotes the same thing from his Rebbe, from Nos Nadla. And then later, the Pischa Tshuva writes that he found it in the Berek Abayis, that the Ra'or in the Berek Abayis wrote the same. So in Yeriday, they quote that. They consider that a legitimate shita, that maybe the Chayvas Prisha is really a din deraisa.
Then what is any day? You never know what's going to be. The past doesn't tell you what's going to be in the future. You
right, right.
You can say that about any day of the month. Should be also reflecting the possibility.
Right, so that you have to come on. That's a good kasha. So Nisha should always be asura to have tashmish. Chazaka doesn't predict anything in the future. So that Mustami have to come on to the svar of the Shev Shmaitzer. He says that there's a Tosis points out in the first parak in Chulin, there's a Chazaka with a latest Asafik and there's a Chazaka without a latest Asafik. That's called a Reyesir. So he says if you have a Chazaka but there's no Reyesir, so then that's perfect. Such a Chazaka, Reyesir means some weakness. The weakness being a latest Asafik. Is there grounds to question that maybe something is fishy? Maybe there's something different over here. So if you have a latest hasafik, you still have a right to shtalav chazaka. So that kind of chazaka is only shema meis lechashina shem yomis chashina. But if there's mamish no latest hasafik in the middle of the month, meicha teisa, that's a chazaka without a latest hasafik. So then there's no safik. I assume she's tahira. She's going to remain tahira. Why not? There's no latest hasil, no grounds to the question.
It would be a difference between Zukin or Poyle or somebody that is young and healthy. There's no latest hasil here. That's the same.
No.
You mean when the man gave a get to his wife, Shaachas Koyde Misasin?
Yeah.
It should be. How can you say she's asur lechol b'truma miyad because chashina shema yomus? If there's no latest asafik at all,
same by noit too. If it was a brand new noit, not worry.
Should be.
How can you certify kosher for future? You can only make kosher that I was mashgiach on. That is what happened. You cannot. How can you certify anything for the future?
Certify kosher is a big problem. It's a very big problem. You certify all the kashrus organizations certify kashrus based on the fact that they feel that they have a system which is pretty good. But the systems always change, yeah. That's always a problem. That's always a problem. Okay, good. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. Here there's a Tesis. The next Shtikel Gemara we already discussed. Here the Gemara discusses the Mishnah. The Mishnah gave three examples of people relying on the Cheskas Chai. So one case was when a man gives the shliach, gives the get to the Isha, and there's no chashash, maybe she's a Yivama Lashuk, maybe the husband died already, and the get doesn't help, she's already skukal Yovam. That was the first case. The second case was a woman she herself is not a Kohenis, she only eats truma because she's married to a Kohen, and the husband has been away for a year in Medina Sayam, and we don't know if he's alive or dead, there's no telephone, there's no mail, so she has the right to continue to eat truma because kashuhu kayam. She has the right to assume her husband is still alive. There's no latest asof. Ishtalav chazok. And the third case was Hashalech Hatas Medina Sayam. Makriven also, I maybe Zachatush and Mesa by Leho, and it should be an Iser Hakrove. So the Gemara, so the Mishnah says, no, Ishtalav the Chazok, Cheskas Chai, so it's okay. So we already went through the Gemara a little bit. The Gemara, in fact, Akasha, I, but a Chatas needs Smiche. Chatas needs Smiche. So true, this is the long Arichas and Taisus on Amibes. True, the din is that smicha is not miyake b'di'evet, but lachatchila the Gemara is asking, you're not supposed to bring a korban in a way that you know in advance you're not going to be able to do smicha. If the man is old and sick and he's in the old age home and physically unable, he can't do smicha where he is. Smicha has to be taken for the smicha shchita. You have to have the smicha immediately prior to the shchita in the azar. So you can't do smicha chutz lazar. So you can't do the smicha in Tel Aviv and then in the old age home and then bring the korban. The smicha has to be done mamish in the azar, samach l'shchita, immediately before the shchita. So in that case, when the man is old and sick and he can't draw himself, you'll forgo the smicha. But a young, healthy person, how do you allow them to send a korban ayde shliach? You're killing the possibility of smicha. You're not supposed to do that. But even if you do it, it'll be kosher. You're not supposed to do it. So the Gemara says, maybe the Mishnah is talking about a chatas ha'oif where there's no smicha. The din of smicha is only by korbanis behem, and there's no smicha by yoif. Sure. So Tosfos has a discussion at the end of the Tosfos. Tosfos has a discussion. The last four lines, that's famous. Dim Taimah, they ask. The old Tosfos they discussed, they went through Gan Shas about bringing a Karbonis without Smicha. When do you say that Shas Hatchak Kedi Yevedomi that you go, all right, Farfan, so you'll bring the carbon without the smicha? And when do you insist, no, we'd rather not bring the carbon. Wait another month or don't bring any carbon because we're concerned about the lack of smicha. Sure, that's the theme of the Tais. Then at the end they ask Akasha, the din is that an Orel and a Tomei are Mishalchim Karbon Hussein. A Tomei is not permitted to enter the Beis Amik, not allowed to enter the Azara. And Oral is also the Gemara has. Oral is also Kitam. Also not allowed to enter. The Gemara in the first parak in Chagiga. And Oral is not allowed to enter the Beis Hamikdash. So let's concentrate on Tomei. Forget about Oral as a machlok. Let's concentrate on Tomei. A Tomei is not allowed to enter the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore there's a din. A Tomei is Mishaleach Korban Isaac. He can send his Korban and someone else will bring it to the Beis Hamikdash. And obviously there won't be any Smicha. Because a Shliach cannot do Smicha. And the Tomei can't do Smicha Chutz Lazare. Because he need take care for the smicha shchita, so you're not yotzi anything. If he does the smicha in Yerushalayim, chutz lazar, so it's gone shvet. The smicha has to be done mamish somach l'shchita. Live animals are not mekabel tumi. Human being, a human Jewish person, a nachri is not mekabel tumi either. So live behemah is like gorif and anachri. He's not mekabel tumi.
The person who's coming, giving
you
the
carbon
by
a shliach, he can touch the animal,
let
him know. Yeah, that's not a problem. It even says in the Gemara, the first daf in Chulin, that a Tomei can shech. A Tomei is allowed to shech karbonis. Yeah. So Tosfos has a problem, how is he going to shech it? He's not allowed to walk into the Azara. The behemah has to be in the Azara. He has to have a very long knife. And Tosfos makes a cheshbon how long the knife has to be. We don't let the Tomei come anywhere near the Azara. And the behemah has to be in the near the mizbeach. So it has to be a long knife, that's 30 amos long, 40 amos long. And the first daf in Chulin, Tosfos. Depends. Sometimes he will. The Gemara talks about that. So the Gemara says the knife has to be a pshutik layetz. A wooden handle is not enough. If it's a metal knife, then it'll be mekabel tumi, even though the handle is wood. doesn't help. The whole knife has to be made from wood. It has to be very sharp wood. Otherwise, you can't use it for shechita. Okay. No. The knife doesn't have to be metal. The other klisha is, after the shechita, everything else has to be metal. But the satin shel shechita for kachim does not have to be. That's the first daf in Chumash. So Taisus wants to know, we have a din when you bring a karbon mincha. So he's supposed to pour in shemen and stir it. There's matan shemen and then blila. So the Mishnah says, if loy bolal, if he poured in the shemen but he didn't stir it, it's still kosher. Even though it says so many times mincha bolal ba shemen viniskoy, we have a cloud that by korbanis you need shina lavakas v'liyakev. If it's repeated, then it means it's lakev. This is written 50 times, 100 times mincha bolal ba shemen viniskoy. When you sing it on Shabbos, you sing it many times. It says so many times. So Taisa says, we learn from a pasuk somewhere that the blila of the shemen is not miyak. Okay. So nonetheless, the Gemara has a din, Rav Zeira's din, that's only if it's royal lebila.
It's not too full.
It's not too much solace. There isn't too much flour in the klisharis. There's 60 esrainim maximum. 60 esrainim. So that's physically possible to stir it with the shemen. So even though you put in shemen, you didn't stir, the mincha will be kosher b'dieved. But if you have samach aleph esrainim, you have too much, and it's physically impossible to stir it, so then I say, loy bolal is pasul. Why? Why is it? But loy bolal is usually good. So Rav Zeira just has a comment on the Mishnah. He says, et mefundan, from this Mishnah you see, that if you roy leblila, if it was possible theoretically to do blila, but you just were negligent or whatever, he didn't want to do it, so it's not miyaka b'dieved. But if it's ain't a roy leblila, if it's physically impossible to do blila, then it's miyaka. And the Gemara applies Rav Zeira's svara. It's not really a svara. Rav Zeira doesn't even explain what the svara. And the Gemara applies this style of thinking to chalitza and to mikra bikurim and to many other places. So you see, you don't have to. It doesn't only apply to the blila of the shemen and the mincha. It applies to other cases. Why don't you say the same thing by smicha of karbonis? The mitzvah b'shleimus of hakrovas karbonis is with the smicha. And if you're going to bring a carbon without smicha, alangai riches, argimar and kama v'kama, v'kama gemar, you're not supposed to do that. And a shayla, how far you have to stand on your head to be moist and nefesh not to bring a carbon without. When do you farbeg and you say, all right, shasatchak the yevidami, we'll bring ready the carbon without the smicha? When do you say, no, we won't bring the carbon? Better not to bring the carbon than to bring it without the smicha. So you see that the mitzvah b'shleimus is to bring the carbon with the smicha chabaylam, you should lean on it. But the smicha is not miyake b'dieved. If loy samach, the Gemara calls it shiori mitzvah. Shiori mitzvah, if you didn't do it, so the mitzvah is kosher without it. So frek taisa is, maybe that's only if you could have done the smicha and you didn't do it. But if the fellow is a tameh, the Gemara say that a tameh, or a tameh, mishalchem karbon eseyem, although they themselves may not enter the azara, they may send the karbon ayideyache, that's our Mishnah. Somebody sends a karbon.
There's a possibility he could become tall.
In other words, it's like a moment. This moment? Right. It's like the moment like he's sleeping. I mean, it's, but he can become, by chalitza, you say, he hasn't got a leg, he can't,
because the possibility, I mean, the Gemara has by chalitza
a different
thing. He can't recite the mikra, the parsha, he can't recite the word. Let's
use the word belila also over there. Yeah. So, but here, the tummy is just a temporary thing. Okay, maybe that's a teretz, okay. So, Taisus has the kasha. Taisus, frek ta kasha. The Yim Toimar, the din is Oru V'Tame, V'chol Hanodein, V'yim Nismucholos, we're not permitted to do smicha. Prekteis, Nehid Smicha, Loi Miakvo, true, the din is that it's not Miakvo B'Yevet, but this case I should say is Miakvo. Neymar, why don't we say, Kol Shein Eroi L'Bila, Bila Miakvo, Bila means the Blila, the mixing of the shaman with the, so just like Rav Zeira pointed out in the Mishnah, that whenever it's, a mincha shalo b'shleim Musa without Blila is kosher. But if it's impossible to do the blila, then it's no good. So why not say the same over here? A carbon without smicha is kosher, b'diyevet, shalo b'shleimuso. But if it's impossible physically, if the halacha doesn't allow you to do smicha, maybe I should say that it should be possible.
That's how would it be by a woman? A woman doesn't can't make smicha.
How is not, not she's not she's not in the parsha.
Therefore she's also...
She's not in the parsha. Dabla b'nei yisob, b'nei
yisob. You mentioned a few words about it. She could stand by it, make it look like she's standing...
The Gemara says in the Bai Sheni that we're interested in doing smicha, but they're not allowed to. So the Chachamim had a machlokes, do we allow them to do the imitation smicha? So we pass in muta, yeah. So Taisus Rekta Kasha, how do you know that the din is that it's good? That's Taisus Kasha. So you said a svara that Tommy could become tar. Okay, it's a good svara. Maybe it's true. But Tais wants to know how do you know? Let's say an oril. Let's say an oril, and the doctors say he's not allowed to have any mila. He has a condition. He's not allowed to have any mila. So nothing to discuss. So the din is the oril is mishaleach karban asav. I bet he can never do smich in the asara. So it's impossible for him. So why not say kol shein away labila? So Taisa says no. We have a pasuk in Chumash that says that it's okay. Where's the pasuk? So Taisus claims as a pasuk, the chiyitar hazav mizovo, and we darshim mizovo v'lo minigo. That's a gemara in the first parak in Megillah. The gemara quotes this drasha from the Taras Kohanim in Megillah, Nafches, I think. So it says the chiyitar hazav mizovo, azav has to count shivinikim, and then he goes to the mikveh. He needs mayim chayim, special din. The zav needs a mayon. A plain mikveh is no good. A plain old mikveh is no good. He needs a mayon. So azav has to count shivinikim. And then he becomes tar. So what happens if the zav, in addition to being a zav is a physical condition, a sickness. A balkari means a man hatashmish is a balkari. A zav is a sickness that the man has. Hardly anybody is a zav. So let's say this man, in addition to being afflicted with ziva, also happens to have a negat saras. So does that prevent him from getting rid of the, he's still a metzorah. Does that prevent him from getting rid of the tumas ziva? So there's a Taras Kohanim at the Darshan, V'chiyita Azav Mizovo, when the Riyas Hazivo stop, V'safa lo shivas yam, V'acha Yita HaPasik. So the Taras Kohanim Darshans, and the Gemara Megillah quotes the Bryce in the first parak, Dav Ches, V'chiyita Azav Mizovo, Mizovo v'lo minigo. It doesn't bother me what's doing with the Negat Saras, that's Lamala v'lo Morid, as long as the Ziva ended, fine.
V'chiyita
means that the ziva stopped. V'chiyita azav mizovo v'sofa lo shivas yamim v'acha kach yita, and he goes to the mikveh. So what does that mean? V'chiyita azav mizovo mizovo v'lo minigo doesn't bother me. So Taisus claims that pshat is the zav, the din is that the zav needs shivinikim, and then he has to be toivel ma'im chaim. Everything is different by the zav. Shivinikim is very zav and azav need shivinikim. That's all. He needs shivinikim and bedikis every day, twice a day, and then he needs ma'im chaim, and then he has to bring a carbon at the end. Everything is different. So the Taisvis learns pshat. The fellow is still a metzora. This poor man who was a zav and a metzora got the gehalf and he got rid of the ziva, but he's still suffering from the tzaras. And then he could be a mev yashem shani, can have the tzaras liyar levod. He still has the tzaras. He still goes through everything. He makes the shivinikim, and he goes to the mikveh, and he gets rid of the tumas ziva, and he brings the carbon. So Taisa says, how can he bring a carbon? How can he bring a carbon? So obviously he's mishalech the carbon. He tells someone else to bring the carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. He's not going to have any smicha. So it's a beferish drasha from a pasuk that the smicha is not miyakev, even in a case when it's ain't a royal smicha. The talacha doesn't permit him to do smicha because he's still a metzora. He can't do smicha chutz lazar. You need to take him a smicha shchita. He has to do the smicha in the azara. So you see, that's a pasuk. So Taisa says, whatever the hesber is, however you're going to explain it, it's a drasha from a pasuk. This is the way Taisus understood the pasuk, but many, many Rishonim disagree with Taisus, and they say that that's not what it means. So some Rishonim say, the Rambam says, "Hatomi meshaleach korban oisav." That's a Gemara. Or the Tomi mishalchem korban esayhem. That's only a Tomi who is a Rishon letuma, or less. But if he's an av hatuma, the Rambam says he cannot be meshaleach korban oisav. The Rambam has another Gemara. One who's an avatuma cannot be mishalech kamenasa. So a mitzayra is an avatuma. So the Rambam holds that the din is not true. If the man was a zav and a mitzora, and he got rid of the zivra, and he counts shivinikim, and he goes to the mikveh, he cannot be mishalech kamenasa.
He still has to get rid of the negia. He has to get rid of the tzara.
He has to get rid of the nega tzara. So Iba the pasuk says, v'chita azav mizov, v'midarsh mizov, v'lo minigo. Yeah, that only means with respect to the shiva, he can count shiva and he came and go to evil on the mikveh, but he can't bring any carbon. So according to the Rambam, this is not the mocker. This is not the mocker for this din. It must be a pasuk somewhere else that teaches us this din. But it's not the way Taisus learns. Taisus learns the drasha, Rita Azami Zova, Vizova, Vilo Minigo, despite the fact that he's still Tomei, Tumas Tzaras, he can be Mishaleach, carbon oisa. The Rambam says the din is not true. If he's a Mitzari, he's an Abatomi, he's not Mishaleach. The pasuk only means he can be Tevil. And then the Meiri, in the first parak in Megillah, when the Gemara has this drasha, quotes a further limitation. He disagrees even with the Rambam. He says, only means he can count Shiva Nikiyim despite the fact that he's still a Mitzor, but he can't be Toivel in the Mikveh. He says, what do you mean he's going to be Toivel in the Mikveh to shake off the Tumas Ziva? And he still has the big Tumas. So he says, that's like Toivel Vesheretz V'yodai. What's wrong? The Gemara has a Lashon. And the last Perek in Yuma, the Gemara says, the person says, Vidui. The Rambam calls that Lashon Hilchas Tshuva. A person says, Vidui An Yom Kippur, and he never did Tshuva. I raise it Toivel Vesheretz V'yodai. So what's wrong with Tevel Visharis B'yodah?
The tumor can't...
So does it mean... The Pashav Shad is the Tvila removes the old tumor, but after he comes out of the mikveh, he's still touching the Sharis, if he can't tell me yet. Is that what it means?
No, the tumor never goes off.
Oh, the tumor never goes off.
You can't hold the tumor...
So a group of Rishonim, I would have said, the old tumor goes off. If there's no chatzitza, the old tumor goes off. Let's say the water of the mikveh goes in between my hand and the dead sheretz. Mouse, whatever, the dead sheretz. But shmeina shuatzim ha-metame. Doesn't mean a dead bug. A dead bug is not metame. The shmeina shuatzim ha-metame. So I'm holding an achbar, let's say a dead mouse. So the achbar, so I would have said that the tumor goes off. When I come out of the mikveh, I'm touching an achbar. So I become tummy again, a new tumor mikana labo. So a group of Rishonim say, no, that's not true. That's like a person says vidui and he didn't do tshuva. What, so the vidui wipes off the averus from the past? And he has, no, the vidui is gone shvet. He says vidui without
tshuva.
The vidui is supposed to be after the tshuva. It's the second step.
It was the first thing that took over the sheretz.
You didn't get the first base.
First step you had to take over the sheretz.
Yes, the pashup shah, just like, the Gemara says, a person says vidui without tshuva is like title of the sheretz beyond. Vidui without tshuva, he can't go to first base. Can't go to second base if you didn't go to first
Shuva,
base. You didn't has to go in order. So the pashup shot over here is Tavu v'sharz b'yada. He never got to first base either. So the pashup shot. So the Miri quotes a group of Rishonim will have this chiddush that there are different categories of tuma, and some of the categories of tuma are labeled as much more chomer than the others. So he says that l'mashal there's a tumas mago and there's tuma hayotzal megufa. I touched the mace, I touched the dead sheretz, I touched the nevela, that's tumas maga. Then there's a tuma yotzel megufa develops in the body. Then within the tuma yotzel megufa there's a zav, a metzora is hukish lemeis, a metzora has much more tuma than a zav. There are certain aspects that a zav is more chomer than a metzora, but officially a metzora is more chomer than a zav. So there's a Miri quotes, a group of Rishonim say, a person who is a metzora and a zav, and he his ziva is cleared up, and he wants to be toivel in the Maim Chayim, how can he shake off the tumas ziva if he has the bigger tumor? He has the bigger tumor on top of him. He says that that's like a toivel. V'sheretz b'yodah, how can he get rid of the tumor kala if he has anim the tumor hamura?
But that tefila doesn't require mayim from a tzorah, right?
Right.
So therefore, the mayim takes off the ziva, but the tzorah...
Good, that's how most of the Rishonim say. So the Miri claims, no, that since officially the Tumas Tzaras is much bigger than the Tumas Ziva. True, there are certain aspects in Ziva that are more chomer than Tzaras, but generally speaking, Tzaras is more chomer than the Ziva. So anybody has a Tzaras cannot shake off the Tumas. So what does the Pasuk mean? Not only does it not mean he can bring the Tosfos lines, he can even bring the Karbonis. As I write, the Tamim Mishaleach Karbonis, Adroshif in the Torah's Kohanim, the Tamim Mishaleach Karbonis. Chiyitar Azab Mizovah, Mizovah Vlaminim. Rambam says, no, it doesn't mean that. The din is not true. A Mitzvah cannot be Mishaleach Karbonis because he's an Avatumah. So how does the Rambam learn Mizovah Vlaminim? He can be Toivul in the Mikveh. He can cast off the Tumas Ziva, even though he has on top of him the Tumas Taras. And the Miri says, also not. Even that not. He cannot be toivel to get rid of the tumas ziva because money has. So what does mean? Chiyitar azam izovo, the shiva nekiyim aroila. The shiva nekiyim aroila. That even though he has this tumas tzaras, let's say he has his appointment with the kohen, he's going to count shiva nekiyim Tuesday till next Monday, and then he wants to go to the mayon next Monday morning, the morning of shiva nekiyim. The din is he say miktsas hayom kukuloi. The Mishnah says that men atari you're allowed to go to mikveh in the morning, one who counts Shiva Nikim. So the Zav is counting, Tuesday is going to be the first day of Shiva Nikim, Monday is going to be the last day, plans to go to the mikveh Monday. He has an appointment with the Kohen, he happens to have Tumas Tzaras. He has an appointment with the Kohen in the middle of the week, and the Kohen is going to do the ceremony of of the taharas hametzuz. If it'll turn out that the neged saras went away, so the kohen will try to be metayer him. So that's what the pasuk says. V'chiyita hazav mizova, when the zav is counting shivinikiyim, the days are oila for shivinikiyim of tahara, despite the fact that he has this biggest tumah on top of him, the tumah saras, and that prevents him from being toivel. Calls man that he's still a mitzora. He cannot be toivel for the tumah zivo because that's toivel v'sheretz biyodai. But the shivinikiyim he can count. There doesn't shter in the shivinikiyim. So there are three shittas in the rishonim. What did Rasha mean? Mizova v'lo minigo. Tosis is the biggest makel, and Tosis claims that that's the Reish. Ma'amina, the Tamim Mishaleach, Korban Isa. The Bahavoas HaKorban Komairi, that's what they say. The Bahavoas HaKorban Mairi. That Rasha, Chiyit Raza Mizova, is talking about Bahavoas HaKorban. So that's the Shaila Ve'azok. Here, Rabbi Kivega tells you to look in the Turi Yevin. That's the Shagazari Megillah Davches. But the Shagazari says, many Rishonim don't. He points out that the Rambam disagrees with Tosfos. Shagazai didn't even have the Mirin. Miri God disagrees with Tosfos.
What would be the purpose of going to the mikvah when he is still in Mitzvah? What would he accomplish?
There are certain aspects of Zav that are more chomer than the Mitzora. Zav has Hesed, and the Mitzora doesn't have Hesed. So there's certain aspects. Officially, Tumas Taraz is much more chomer than Ziva, but there are certain aspects. Let's say today he's in a community where there is a Mayan. His case, today he's in a Mayan. Then he's going to go on vacation. There'll only be a mikveh. There won't be a Mayan there. So he wants to get rid of the Tumas Ziva today, and he'll get rid of the Tumas Taraz tomorrow. Is that acceptable or not?
What are the ramifications if the person goes and gets into a mikveh with the sheretz in his hands? Sort of one opinion that says that he comes out, he got rid of the old, and he's bringing a new one in.
Yeah.
Said no. That is there any different halach ramifications if one is a tamei five times over, if he dips five times over, it's still the same tumah?
No, if a person touches five different shrotzim, he doesn't have to be tamei five times.
That list
question. Yeah. Strike that for the record.
The person goes down to him, maybe he comes back up with a sheretz in his hand.
Yeah.
The jury will.
One opinion says he has two tumas. One opinion says no, it's the same tumah. My question.
What opinion is it the hemshah from the previous tumah? Never got rid of it.
Okay.
The other opinion is no. He got rid of the old tumah, and now he started a new tumah.
My question is, what are the halachic ramifications if he's a tumah twice or still
has
one tumah?
As far as holding the sheretz, by the sheretz does make a difference. But the question is, if there is such a concept that table of the sheretz beyond that prevents the tefillah from setting in, so then a group of rishonim apply it to this case. That a person who is a mitzora on top of being a zav, even though he'll go to mikveh for the ziva, since he has the tumas taras on top of him, that's called tevel. The sheretz biyadva needs hagola, and then after the kasher out the kelim, then they have to be tevel. Then you have the mitzvah tefilas kelim. So the pasuk describes first the kasher the kelim, and then you do the tefillah in the mikveh. So what if you did it in the reverse order? What if I bought tray for secondhand kelim from the goy? I'm first table it in the mikveh, and then I'll kasher it. I was table it when it was tray. So there's a machlekes harishanim on the last daf and avodah, next to the last daf and avodah zah. So Tosis quotes the shita sarashvam that is table the sheretz biyada. It's a malitza table the sheretz biyada. It has nothing to do with the you can't say that it's metamei again. There was no tumah.
Tumah doesn't go away.
It's an
invalid tefillah. Since there's something
can't take place on a tray for kelim.
Right, tefillah can't take place on a tray for kelim. If you hold from a concept that table the sheretz, if it just means table the sheretz biyada, the old tumah is gone, and I was just metamei myself again, so it doesn't apply over
here.
You see that this whole group of rishonim hold table the sheretz biyada means much more than that. And how do they get that from the gemara's tushtal to the vidui with the tshuva? Person says vidui didn't do tshuva table the sheretz biyada. That's nothing. He didn't get the first base. How can he say vidui if he didn't do tshuva?
Yeah.
So the pashup shat harizeh bodo lamed v'nim talamed. You see that table of the sheretz biyadai means that the whole tefillah is
it's
mishkan tefillah. That's nothing. He didn't get the first base. How can he say vidya if he didn't do tshuva?
Yeah.
So the pashup shat harizeh bodo lamed v'nim talamed. You see that table of the sheretz biyadai means that the whole tefillah is
it's not a tefillah.
Is mishkan tefillah. Okay.
So how does that work? I mean,
does the Rebbe not? It doesn't say.
Going to Rebbe. Going to Rebbe Yom Kippur is Mahapa without. Okay. So he doesn't need to be
doing it. Don't we do the same thing today that we
dissolve in the Torah? If he thinks of the Torah, when we dissolve, there are certain hungers that would be in the Torah.
Right. So that's what I'm
saying.
A Metzorah.
That he has taken off. I think the Metzorah is a problem with the
Torah. That's Balkari. That's okay. A Balkari, not a Zav. Yeah. Balkari is not allowed to learn Torah. That's Takana says, where Zav is permitted to learn Torah. Yeah.
But if there is some Chumrah, so he gets rid of that Chumrah.
So that's the Machlokes HaRishayim. Yeah. That's the Miri says he can't even do that, because since the Tumas Tzaras is greater, officially it's greater,
it
even though there are some details where Ziva is more Chumrah than Tzaras, but since Tzaras officially is a greater Tumah than Ziva, so you cannot shake off the Tumah Ziva. And the Rambam and Tosfos hold that you can. You can't shake off the Tumah Ziva. That this is not a halacha of Tavol v'Sheres B'Yod. That's exactly the machlokes. The three shitas in Rishonim. What does the drasha mean?
Yeah, Tosfos
says the davar poshut the b'havos ha'karben ayri. How do they know? Verzok. That's what Tosfos says.
Yeah.
Tosfos has it. And neither in all the mesichtas. Tosfos writes the same thing. They write in all the mesichtas the same shot. And the Shagasari is Ma'ara, and with the Miri, the Ma'ara, that it's not necessarily so.
We all come in the next day, but yet we all go to the mikveh.
There's something else.
A woman, look, a woman goes to the mikveh, but that has nothing to do with Tumah V'Tahara. That has the Kuzari has that. The Kuzari says that the din that, that he explained, the Goy, who wanted to convert to Judaism, was asking, had a whole conversation with the Chacham, with the Rabbi, all about the Torah. So he asked, how come the Jews don't observe Tumah V'Tahara anymore? So the Chaver explains, Tumah V'Tahara is only relevant if you want to enter the Beis HaMikdash, if you want to eat Truma, if you want to eat Karbonis, if you want to be Makrav Karbonis. He says, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't have Truma, we don't have Karbonis, there is nothing to discuss. So then he asked Akasha, how come you insist your wife should go to the mikveh if there's no Tumah V'Tahara and there's no mikveh, so how come over there? So he says that's totally unrelated. The aloha that Anisha Nida is Tmeya, that's one din. And Anisha Nida is Asrila Baila, is a different din. So even though there's no Tvila for the Tumah V'Tahara aspect of the Nida, it's irrelevant, but there still is a din of Tvila for the Isrila Baila, totally unrelated. Yeah. Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes the Bir Agro on the Pasuk, Ki Yipalamim Chodobah Lamishpat, Bein Dam Ledan, Bein Din Ledin, Bein Nega Lenega. So the Vilna Goyen is quoted in Aderis Elio, the Talmidei Agra quote the name of the Vilna Goyen, that these are the three areas of halacha. That nega la nega, nega tzaras, that's Tumah V'Tahara, din le din is dinim ominis, and bein dam le dam is dam nido, that's Issa V'Heter. So Rabbi Yosef Engel frekt, these are the three areas of halacha, there's Issa V'Heter, and there's Tumah V'Tahara, and there's dinim ominis. Rabbi Yosef Engel frekt Akasha, why does the Vilna Goyen hold that Dam Ledam is Issa V'Heter? Isn't it Tumah V'Tahara? So you see the Vilna Goyen holds like the Kuzari also. That the Issa Nida Labayla is totally unrelated to the Din of Tumah V'Tahara. It's a big discussion in the Rishonim. Most of the Rishonim hold like the Rabbi Chana Vassanah has a whole essay in the Sefer on Yevamos in the Kovetz Ha'aretz, where he collects a lot of Rishonim who show that on the level of Deraisa, the differences in Din. A woman can be Muteris Labaila and she can be an Avha Tumah. She can be a Nida Lagabi Tumah V'Tahara and she won't be a Nida Labaila. She can be a Nida Labaila without being a Nida Tumah V'Tahara. You can have one without the other. That is not that one is a function of the other. It's not necessarily totally Zebizah. It has a long Arich, as we quote from the Rishon. That they're different areas, yeah. I remember Avsalavechik said when we were learning Bava Kama, Daf Yud Aleph, and Tesis writes like that, that the Nida Labaila is totally unrelated to Nida V'Tumah V'Tahara. So he said that they told him that he didn't like Rav Zevin's Svar. Rav Zevin quotes all the time odd shittas, exaggerated, shita over here and shita over there. He liked Amar Rashi and Tesis. He didn't like these bizarre things. Fancy, Amar Makam Ahin, Amar Makam Adin. So someone told me Rav Zevin has a whole essay about the Kuzari V'Halacha in the Sefer Lior HaHalacha, which, what halachas? The Kuzari is a Sefer of Machshove. So what halachas do you find in the Sefer of Kuzari? So one of the mitzias that he found is this chiddush, that the din of Nida Labayla is totally unrelated to Tumah V'Tahara. So Rav Soloveitchik said in Yiddish, he used to give the shiur in Yiddish, they say, he doesn't understand what did they discover here in the Kuzari. It's off in the Taisus and Bava Kama. That's what it says in the Taisus and Bava Kama, that Nida Labayla, Nida Tumah V'Tahara, It's possible to be one without the other, and the other without the first one. The klolei hachroas are different. This is a din of sveika deraisa lechumra and svek sveika lekula. This is governed by the klolim of sofi tumah mishusayoch and mishusarav. It's not totally zed bezed. Okay. Kuzari was before Taisus. Could be. Okay. That's right. Kuzari, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi was a Talmud of the Rif. Yeah. Taisus was later. That's right. Okay. Okay, so what does the Mishnah have? Nachamot. The Mishnah Chav Chesam and Alf. Once again, just Bikitzer in a nutshell. The Shliach comes to deliver the get, so he has the right to give the get to the wife, the Cheska, Shuhukai, and you have the right to assume the husband is still alive. Alam alazoi. So the Gemara gave a little limitation. If he gil a gvurais, if the husband is already 80 years old, then Mizmana Gemara is not so. Maybe Mizmana that is so, depends how healthy it is. Okay? And then the Gemara says, if he's a Geises, also not. The Mishnah says afilu chole, even if he's sick, because rob cholim l'chaim. But if he's a ghostis and rob ghostis him lemises ni, are there any other cases where the shliach who wants to deliver the get has no right to give the get b'cheska shuhukai? So the Mishnah is going to continue on chav chesam and base. Shloshu dvar mamar ablozer ben prat lifnei chachamim. He said three dinim. The kimu es dvarav, and they were masking with the three things that he said. The three things are basically the same. The three examples are the same din. Al ir shehikifo karkom, a city is surrounded by the enemy army, under siege.
Karkom is under siege?
Karkom means the, yeah, the enemy. Matzor, yeah. So, let's say the husband is in the city, and he gave a get to the shliach is in a different city. And he reads in the newspaper, the city is under siege. And they have no children, it's going to be a shayla, she's going to be a yivam al-ashub. So the shliach can deliver the get. And the newspapers, they keep on printing, the city is under siege, the city is under siege. But they didn't report that anybody, they didn't, not dropping any missiles yet. The city is under siege. So you're going to, do you have to be choshish that maybe he died from starvation? No. Mustama, they have a couple of days worth of food in the city. It's not under siege for a year. It's under siege for a year, so they may run out of water, they may run out of food. So the Mishnah says, just because the city is
under siege,
hikifo karkom, the husband is still becheskas chai. Or let's say the wife is an ashes koyin, the husband is a koyin, she wants to know she's still allowed to eat truma, so the husband is still becheskas chai. The same thing, al asvina hamitaref is bayam. We have reports that the husband is on a boat and it's stormy and the boat is shaking. But we didn't hear that the boat sank. Boat is shaking, the wife is on the other boat and she sees the boat is shaking where her husband is. She can still eat truma, and the shliach can give her a get. Becheska shulchai, the boat isn't sinking yet. And the third case, ala yetze lidon. We heard that they're judging him dina nefashis in court, so they're judging him. So he didn't die yet. All right. So we don't know what's going to be. So Rav Lazar ben Prata says there's still becheska shein kayami. In these three cases, still the Cheskas Chai, the Mishnah, and Omer Aleph, still applies. The Din and Omer Aleph still apply. Aval, however, in the following three cases, here, Shekov Shakarkom, if the whole city fell to the enemies, they won, the siege won, and they broke down the walls, and they took over the whole city. And then they're going to shoot right and left. They're going to kill every other person. They're going to kill a lot of people. So then it's a Sofik Chai. Then he's no longer the Cheskas Chai. This is not Stam HaChazaka with a Reis, a Chazaka with a Leidus HaSofi. This is more than a Leidus HaSofi. This is like Ruba HaChazaka, Ruba Adav, like we had before. Roiv Goysesim Lemiso, or Higil HaGvurais.
Gvura V'Goyses.
Yeah. So when you have a Ruba HaChazaka, the Roiv says in one direction, the Chazaka says he's still alive. But the Roiv says he's probably not alive. Doesn't have to be a Roiv of 90%. A Roiv of 51% is also a Roiv. So that's what the Gemara says. In such a case, not only is there, if it's a kifur karkom, that's a leidus hasafi, that's a chazaka with a reisa. Chazaka with a reisa is still a good chazaka, but in the seif it's worse than that. That's like a chazaka that's contradicted by a ruba d'leisa kamon. Because the roiv is that they will kill 51% of the people. So three cases, he says, kopsha karkom, esfinish of the bayam, it's sankereti. It's Ankaredi, so Takas Maim Shein Lemsov, we won't be mata the wife to remarry. They made a chumim with the Rabbana, Maim Shein Lemsov, you're not allowed to be mata the wife. But still, you know and I know that the husband is dead. The Gemara in the end of Yivamis has like that. The Gemara in the end of Yivamis says, a man drowned in the ocean, his name was Chosa, Chesamachala. John in the ocean, he was married, and they weren't able to be matter the wife, because that's the gzeirah of the rabbanon. Even though there's a right that he's absolutely dead, maim she'en lamsof, he's not allowed to be matter. Maim she'yesh lamsof means like there's someone drowned in a lake. Yeah. And we're standing on the lake, and we see the whole edge of the lake. We look here for an hour, and nobody came up. So we know that he's dead. So the chachamim whenever goes are there. But maim she'en lamsof, we're standing, and we cannot see the end. It's such a big lake, or such an ocean, that it could be that he swam. It could be that he swam under the water to so far away that we can't even see there. That's Elah himself. We can't see the edge. We can't see the edge of all the water. Shemaim Shelah himself. There were guys amid the Rabbanon. The Gemara tells the story that Chosa drowned in the ocean, Mediterranean, whatever. And then they were not able to be mata his wife. She was an aguna. It was Maim Shelah himself. And one of the Amoraim swore Ho Elikim. He swears B'shem Hashem. Achlu kavrei lachasa. The fish ate up chasa. So Rabbi Kivega fracked Takasha on the side of the Gemara. The Gilyan Hashas, he quotes the Mordechai on that Gemara. And Yivam, he says Takasha, how can he swear that the fish ate up chasa if the Chachamim said that Maim Shein La himself, he treated like a suffix, maybe he's alive. So how do you swear a Shua Sheker? Maybe the fish didn't eat up chasa. So the Mordechai says, no, that's ridiculous. You know and I know, we all know that the husband is dead. Of course he's dead. Haruba, the ruba, that he's dead. The submarines that were the Israeli submarine that never came back. 20 years the submarine is missing. What do you mean the husband's still alive? Where is he? Of course he's dead. What's Hashem? An airplane crash. The airplane crash, whatever, in the African jungles. And the woman remained in Aguna, Arayoy Mazah. I think she's still alive. So what do you mean? The husband is still alive in the African jungles? Of course the animals ate him up. Either he was burnt to death in the crash. Or the animals ate him up if they landed. So they said there's nothing left. So of course he can swear it's a Shua Semes. It's a Ruba de Ruba. Of course he's dead. The Chachamim made a Chumim with the Rabbanon that the wife is not allowed to remarry. So just because they made a Chumim with the Rabbanon doesn't change the Metzias Ali B'dam certainly is that the husband is dead. That's why the Gedolim, last week Dr. Lehr was talking about a Chuvas of Yitzchak Hanan. So Yitzchak Hanan is noted that he was Mekel Alat on the Agunas. So Dr. Lamb pointed out that something like 165 shilas of agunas, so 163 he was matir, and after 3 or 4 he had an asa. So he pointed out that the netiyah of the Gedolei HaTorah always was to be mekel on the agunas. The Gemara said, "Mishum mikun ki derabbanan." Why were they always neiter to be mekel on the agunas? Of course, the neiter. The submarine sank in the ocean. Before you open up the Gemara, we discuss it. Is he alive or dead? You can swear a shvur deraisa that he's dead. And it's a Shavuot Semes, the Gemara says, of course he's dead. But then you open the Mishnayos, and the Mishnah says you're not allowed to be mata such a case. Chumre midrabbanon. My loss of the Yuchsin, Taisus says. My loss of the Yuchsin, Taisus tells us, Chumre midrabbanon. So, maspik, where they made the Chumre. We don't have to extend the Chumre to more cases. So Rav Moshe has that during the Holocaust, his Dina Maim Shein Lahem himself doesn't apply if the whole Klal Yisrael is involved. It only applies if you have
individual.
An individual person sings, but if you have the whole Klal Yisrael is involved in a Melchama, so you don't have such a din. And the Gdolim, in every generation, they came up with different kulas to be mitzamtzim the din, the chumrim and the rabbanon that exists in the Mishnah, because we all know in our hearts that the husband is dead. Vos Rashan, that's that they had in the Tiyah Lahakam. It's not that you make up your mind in advance, well, I don't like this din, so we're going to be Mekel right over here. It's not something that you have an agenda, or you have a bias that you want to be martyred. Of course we know the husband is dead. We start off with the premise. We know before, whenever you have a shayla van aguna, before you open up the Gemara, you have to discuss among yourselves, b'neinu l'bein atzmenu, do you think he's alive or dead? So of course he's dead. And now we can discuss, now we can open up the Mishnayos and discuss, is there a chumrim midrabbanan that you have to be noya ke'ilu he's alive? And if it's not v'ferish, they try to chisel it off. That did in the Mishnah. It's only in that case, not in this case.
In that case, the get is good too. Let's say a person sent the get to somebody, and he jumped in the water.
Jumped in the water.
Well, so he didn't see himself. He didn't know. He went swimming.
Yeah.
So we really
know that he is dead.
And we know, but he says no.
No. This Maim Shein Lam Sof means we're machmir that we don't allow the woman to remarry. Achumra midrabbanan. But Menater, we know for sure that he's dead. That's what the Gemara says. He swears a shvur deraisa. Koelakim achluch kavri lachasa. He swore that the fish ate up chasa. Rabbi Kivega quotes, of course he can swear. With respect to all other intents and purposes, he's vaday dead.
So
chumra midrabbanan, not to be mata the aguna.
Why did they bring that chumra taka? Why did the rabbanan talk about chumra? We know that he was dead.
Taisus calls it my loss of the Yuchsin. Taisus shows that it's part of, Taisus claims that it's part of a general attitude that the Tanoim had to be machmir and issues. And the purity of the Jewish family, they didn't want Cholila to have any mamzeris. So anything that's a hava min of a mamzer, maybe there's a far-fetched chance the husband is still alive, the woman is going to remarry, and the children are going to be mamzeris. And my loss of Yuchsin to preserve the purity of the Jewish family. That's how Taisus says. And Taisus relates that there are other cases where the Gemara talks in the end of the first parak in Ksubis, and other Gemara is my loss of the Yuchsin. So Taisus relates it to all those cases. Yos HaMeach has a different mahalach. Yos HaMeach is very interesting. He says because they made so many kulas by Aguna. Yeah. He said they made an akula that ate echel is bagloit. And then other things they made.
Checks and balances.
So they had to have, they had to balance it off. It's a bizoyah. They take from the Aseres Adiv state Loisinov, and they threw, and there was such a shas hatchak. They had no brera, so they had to pile on a lot of kulas. Because a lot of times a man would be dead, and there'd only be an ate echel, there'd only be a nochrim misich levitumah. So he had no choice. So they had to be Mako. However they were Mako, they had to be Mako. So then they wanted, the people shouldn't think that this Lysinov is a pushover, this is an easy din. So they wanted everybody to know, this is an Issa Chomer from Aser Sadib. So they threw in a big Chumre that should balance off all the Kulas. That's how the Yos HaMeach says. That they had a special, unique Tam. Not like Taisus, my loss of Yuchsin, the general preservation of the purity of the Jewish lineage, the Jewish family. No, he says a special din. By Agunas.
According to the first of it, there could be a tacit associate. On the one hand, they say that by Agunas and they are Mako, and on the other hand, they say that Malus of the others, according to Arsa Maya, it fits in.
Taisus tries to fire inference. So Taisus says, Milo Oxabils and the general attitude was not to rely on a Roy when you have a Miu Tamotsui. That's Taisus Loshon, when you have a Miut HaMotzi. What's a Miut HaMotzi? The airplane crash. The submarine sank in the ocean. That's a Miut HaMotzi, that the man is alive after 30 years. The man is still alive. What's a Miut HaMotzi? It's how strange. Taisus tries to make it a chilek, to say, Eidechot is bagloit that you make, and a nachar mistich levitumai. It's not an issue of a roiv and a miut. But over here, where it's a roi, but there's a good miut, a strong miut against it, so my loss of yuchsin, not to falozach on a roi, when there's a miut hamotze against it. So that's a shad, that doesn't correspond to the cases in the Gemara. The case in the Gemara is a miut shein hamotze legamre, shein hamotze klalakla.
How did they pass in the period of the plague? Did they pass in them like in the Shoah?
In the period of the plague, they were missing. They were missing.
People didn't come back 2 weeks ago. You know, they did not bury them. Took them away. People, they didn't know with the plague.
I don't know.
They must be documents from there.
You have to ask the man who knows. You have to ask your son. I don't know. That must be some study. I don't know. It's like Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan, a matir, 99% of the Agunas, based on Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan's tshuvas. Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan has a melchamas, he has a Ramban and Chulin. It's legamri shalobim koma, has a Ramban and Chulin. Where the Ramban says that the Issa that they made, Amayim Shein Lamsav, is because they were machma not to rely on Roiv unless you have Trey Rubei. So that's Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan was mefarsim this Ramban. Whenever you have Trey Rubei, then there's no chumra of my loss of Yuchsin. So most of the cases, you have a trei rube, lamasha like this. The airplane exploded in midair, and then it crashed on the ground. So the rive is that when an airplane explodes in midair, most of the people get killed right away. And then when the airplane crashes on the ground, even if it wouldn't explode, most of the people get killed. So there's a trei rube. So whenever, if there would only be chad rube, then you would be machma. Whenever you have trei rube, you're mecha. So that's Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan's streamline. Most of the tshuvas are based on trei rube. This Ramban, the Ramban has like that. So most of the cases, he can construct a trei rube. Let's say the submarine.
You know, the enemies were lurking after it.
Disappeared, and the husband didn't come back in 5 years. So the fact that he hasn't contacted home in so long, that itself is a hoichochas. So you add as many hoichochas together. It comes from other rishonim also. It's not just the Ramban. It comes from other rishonim. That's the mahalach to be made. On this Gemara, let me just say, the Gemara is going to talk about a chilek. The Gemara assumes there's a difference whether it's a Jewish court or a non-Jewish court. Yeah. The question is, in which direction is there a difference? Is it by the Bez and Shal Yisrael? Lo mekablim shoychad. The Bez and Shal Nachri, maybe even Nigma Dina Lemisa. We're not so sure that he's dead. Or should we say Fakir, the Bez and Shal Yisrael, the way he say Vihitzilo Eda. Even after the Gemar Din, we have a horse waiting to chase after them with the flags to change the din. So we're going to have to learn the Gemara, which direction are Shaila Metzius, and there's a Shaila, is there a concept of a Gemar Din by a Bezen Shalakum? There's a Halacha of a Gemar Din. So this Gemara per se is a pretty part of the Gemara, it's not so important. Right. What about a Bezen Shalakum?
What's the difference? That this makes, is a statement.
Oh, that makes a Gemar Din a Din in the Nefashis. If there's a Din, a Misha, Nigma Din Alemisa is called a Gavrik Pila. So if somebody kills him, you're not Chayim Misa. Well, let's say I say Erko Alai. I say Erko Alai. So Erich, if I say Dom of Alai, I want to pay his value, so his taka not worth anything. He's not shoved anything. But if I say Erko Alai, it doesn't matter whether he's worth a million or worth nothing. It depends on how old he is and whether he's a man or a woman. That's all. So what if I say Erko Alai on Amisha Nigma Dina Lemisa? So the Tapasik in the end of Vayikra, next to the last Pasik in Vayikra, that says, V'chalcher Mashiachim in Adam lo yipadeh mos yuma. So the Gemara says in Erchim, that goes on Mishen Nigma Dina Lemisa, that you don't pay the Erchim. It's considered like a Gavrik Tila. So what's the Dina Mishen Nigma Dina Lemisa and the Bezen Shalakum? Is that called a Gavrik Tila? No, what's that? Bezen Shalakum makes a Chalashem Gavrik Tila. So this Gemara is a parafic Gemara that doesn't say a word. It just says, is he alive, is he dead? Okay, we're going to learn the Gemara next week. Next week we're learning Pesach, after Pesach. But the Kesef Mishnah and Hilchas Erchin quotes this Gemara, and he says, you see from this Gemara something about a Bezen Shalakum. And the Mishnah Lamelech discusses it. Do you see what you're supposed to see? How did he see what he saw from this Gemara? Okay, well, after this, that's Nagel Alach.
As long as I can be Amita and Arofa, he is worth something, doesn't the Gemara say so?
He is worth, no, the Gemara says, Damim for sure he doesn't have.
No,
if I say Dom of Alai, but if I say Erko Alai, the Gemara says, no, I don't pay, because of the Pasuk in the end of Vayikra.
Yeah, I thought
you
said Behemoth.
If I, Misha Nigma Dina Lemisa, I'm the one, and I say Erko Alai, on somebody else, and then the Gemara says, I have to pay. I'm a Bardas, I'm a Bar Chiyuv, I have to pay. But if someone says on me, or I say on myself, Erki Alai, so the Mishnah says you pay nothing. In this week's Haftarah, towards the very end of the Haftarah, there's a pasuk that the Gemara discusses in Sanhedrin on Daf Ayin Hey. The Parsha in Malachim talks about Naaman, who is a general, Sarzvo Melech Aram, and he was afflicted with a Negat Saraz. And he went to all the doctors, nothing at Geholf, and then he went, they told him that there's a Navi, he went to Elisha Navi, and he cured his disease. And he didn't cure with anything, he just told him HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to cure, he should bathe in the Meha Yarden, and he got better. And he realized that this man is Mamish and the Hashem, and this is the true religion. He didn't convert to become a Yid, he remained a Goy, but he realized he's not about to worship Avodah Zarah. All the Avodah Zarah Galochim that he went to, Ganesh Gehof, and they told him, do this, do that, stand on your head, say your incantations, nothing helped. And here the Navi Hashem, this is Emes Navi. So he said he's not going to violate the Sheva, he's going to be an Elohim God. He's not going to violate the Sheva Mitzvah's Beninah. But then he says at the end, but my boss is an Ovid Avodah Zarah. And my boss is going to go to church. And he always wants me, I'm his right hand man, I have to go with him. So he says, L'adavar hazeh yislach Hashem le'avdecha. The Eivishter should forgive me that I'm going to have to go to church. I'm not going to worship Avodah Zarah. But I pikuach nefesh. I have to go to church with my boss, the Melech Aram. The Melech Aram is going to go to church. I have to go also, not just go. I have to bow down also. When I worship Avodah Zarah, the Rabbanim Shlom should forgive me. So is he right or is he wrong? Bayas, the din is Yehorik Vayavar. You're not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah, even though you don't believe in it in your heart. And Ochi holds a gun, and he says, you better worship Avodah Zarah, I'm going to kill you. So over here, his boss is going to kill him. He's afraid. He's going to fire him. So that's not the grounds for worshipping Avodah Zarah. So the Baruch Shalom is not going to forgive him. It means his boss is going to kill him. He's afraid the boss is going to kill him if he doesn't worship Avodah Zarah. So he says, the Eibishter should forgive me if I worship Avodah Zarah because I don't really mean it. So by us, that would be the din that you heard by Yavor. What's the din by Bnei Noach? So the Navi tells him, Gei Gizun Tehed, Vayoy Malo, and Leilisha Navi says, Lech L'Shalom. Are you allowed to say Lech L'Shalom? A goy tells me, I'm going to go kill my wife. I had enough. So I say, Lech L'Shalom. Gizun Tehed. A man tells me he's about to do an Aveira. I'm going to go to work on Shabbos morning. My next neighbor, the Jew, is going to go to work. I say, have a nice day. Have atzlacha. So the Mishnah says in Gittin, you're not allowed to say have atzlacha. If it's a goy who's going to work on Shabbos, he's going to work his field on Shemitah. So you can say, have atzlacha.
He's allowed to work.
Yeah, he's allowed to work. He's allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. He's allowed to work on Shemitah. But if it's a Jew who's going to do an Aveira, or it's a goy who's going to murder somebody, worship Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to give a bracha. So the Pasha Pshat and the Parsha, sounds like it gives him his haskama that it's permissible. So that's how the Rambam learns Pshat. The Gemara has the Shaila, and the end of Perek Ben Surah Mora and Daf Ayin Dalet, Ayin Hey. So the Gemara closes with this Shaila, and the Sugya of Yehar Gval Yavar. Does the Din of Yehar Gval Yavar only apply to Jews? Because how do you know Yehar Gval Yavar by Avodah Zarah? Because it says, V'yahaptos Hashem Elokecha b'chol nafshecha apilu naitelos nafshecha. So we are mitzuvah in addition to the Shev and Mitzvahs v'nenech, we're mitzuvah and Ahavas Hashem. Havas Hashem goes so far, b'chol nafshecha, afilu naitelos nafshecha. The Yomis Oilam only have seven mitzvahs b'nech. Not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah, but it doesn't have the mitzvah you have to b'chol nafshecha, not mechuyiv in Havas Hashem. So the whole mocker of the Yehar Gval Yavah by Avodah Zarah is Havas Hashem. So maybe by Bnei Noach, since they don't have the mitzvah Havas Hashem, not mechuyiv. So that's how the Rambam seems to paskin. The Rambam, so the Gemara says, Toshma from this story. So Boz Bleib Kla Maskana. So the Rambam learns, there's a machlekes there, the Rambam in Taisus, what's the Maskana? So the Rambam learns the Maskana is that it's Mutter. That is Mutter. That's how the Rambam starts off Perikei. I think Perikei in Hilchus, he said that there, the Rambam starts off with the Dinik, the Harig Ral Yavar. So he writes, Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzuvim Malkidu Shema Godol Manera, something like that. So the Or Godel, the Minsk Godel has in his Sefer, in Shabbos Chuvas Or Godel, has a long kuntris on that Perik and the Rambam about the din of Yehar Gval Yavar. He goes phrase by phrase. He analyzes every expression in the Rambam. So he says the first phrase, Kol Beis Yisrael, comes Lapuke Bnei Noach. The Rambam is taking a stand on this Shaila, that the Gemara had the suffix whether Bnei Noach Hamuzer on Yehar Gval Yavar. So the Rambam is saying, no, only Kol Beis Yisrael, and by the Yom Solom Nitzah. So you understand the story that the Navi told him, Lech L'Shalom Geit Gizantei. But Taisus holds in the Maskana, the Gemara says, no, you're not allowed to. That after the Pasuk says, B'chol Nafshecha, Filo Neiklos Nafshecha, so it's Megale, that the din of Avodah Zarah is so chomer that there's no Het Pikuach Nefesh. So it comes out, it's not just that you're not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah because of Havas Hashem. No, it comes out the din of Avodah Zarah has no Het Pikuach Nefesh. So the din of Avodah Zarah applies to the Bnei Noach as well. So Taisus learns Maskana that you're not allowed to. So that's the difficulty. According to Taisus, what's the problem?
Oh, yeah. I want to ask
him. Rule of Caleb, if you have a Caleb that is an electric Caleb, and it's not submersible, is there any way in which you can avoid Caleb? Closing up the outlet or something of that sort?
No, you're
not. Leo
Levy.
There are
used to teach. Used to